Hello, and welcome to Into His Marvelous Light, the podcast where we focus on how to grow closer to God through examination of Scripture and application of His Word. I'm your host, Darnice Tolton. Welcome back, and thank you for joining me today. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm excited for this episode. And today we're going to be digging into something that God has placed on my heart. I believe that this is something that we all need to hear no matter where we are at in our life, no matter where we're at in our walk or relationship with God. It's something we must all learn to do, and that is rising to the occasion. And I'm so thankful to God for all that He has done, all that He is doing, and all that He would continue to do. I'm thankful for His death. I'm thankful for His burial. And I am thankful for the resurrection. Jesus rose to the occasion. In this episode, we're going to see what it is that we must do to rise to the occasion. So we'll be digging into the book of Exodus today for a portion of this episode. And we'll be reading about a battle that takes place. And this battle occurs in chapter 17, verses 8 through 13 of Exodus, which says, "While the people of Israel were still at Rephidim, the warriors of Amalek attacked them. Moses commanded Joshua, 'Choose some men to go out and fight the army of Amalek for us. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill, holding the staff of God in my hand.' So Joshua did what Moses had commanded, and fought the army of Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Moses' arms soon became so tired he could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands, so his body held steady until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek in battle." So here we have Moses, who was a great leader of Israel. He set the Exodus in motion. He led the Israelites into the wilderness, which were about 600,000 men, excluding children, the Bible states. And he was leading them out of Egypt, where they were in bondage for 430 years. That is generation after generation after generation. It's continuous bondage. Now, here in this story, there's a battle going on between the Israelites and the Amalekites. And Moses commanded Joshua to choose some men to go out and fight. This is the very first time that Joshua is mentioned in Scripture. And it's Joshua who ends up being the one who succeeds Moses after his death, and he leads the Israelites into the Promised Land. So the very first time that Joshua is mentioned in Scripture, he's in a battle. God was testing his endurance from the very beginning. We can see that God is already preparing Joshua for what is to come. He is strengthening him. He is testing him and developing his endurance so that at the right time, he too can rise to the occasion. Now, through obedience, Joshua did as Moses commanded, and he chose some men to go out and fight the Amalek army. Meanwhile, you have Moses, you have Aaron, you have Hur who accompanied him, and Aaron, who was Moses' brother, they climbed to the top of the hill. And when we look at a hill, we know that a hill is in an upward trajectory. It's something that would be challenging and may not be easy to overcome. It's something that would test one's endurance. For us, this hill would symbolize the things that we deal with in our lives, our struggles, our circumstances, our challenges. It's a fight, but we must push through to push to make it to the top. We push so that we can overcome. It's when we're trying to live for God and walk into the promises that He has for us, but the enemy comes and he's trying to stop you. We may get a little tired. We may become a little winded. We may get a little out of breath, but it is in fact the endurance that will catapult you and push you to finish what it is that you have started. It will push you to endure until the end. And through the endurance, you can rise to the occasion. We also see in the story that Moses did not embark on this journey alone. He had two others with him, Aaron and Hur. And just like Moses in our walk with God, we are not alone. The enemy will try to convince you and tell you otherwise, but that is a lie. The enemy wants you to feel like you are backed up into a corner with no help. That you're all alone, that no one is with you, that no one cares about you, that no one will understand the struggles that you deal with. But I'm here to tell you there are fellow believers, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ that are with you, fighting with you, praying with you, and for you. There are people who are willing to stand in the midst of the battle with you. Not to mention God is with you. He promises us in His word that He will never leave us nor forsake us. You are not alone. Now, verse 11 says that as long as the staff was raised, they had the advantage in the battle. But it was when the staff dropped when they lost the advantage. Now, although scripture does not state when the battle began, I'd like to think that it lasted hours upon hours, because the Bible specifically states that the battle did not end until sunset. And we must hold up our hands and endure. Endure the pain, endure the test, endure the battle until the end. It's having those people around you who are willing to hold up your hand until sunset, even when you get tired. You see, when we're fighting and enduring, we have the advantage, but it's when we drop our arms, it's when we stop fighting, is when the enemy gains the advantage. I want to encourage all of you to not stop fighting. Endure to the end. Do not drop your arms and let your guards down. Let endurance allow you to rise to the occasion. It's amazing because God always places the necessary people and resources around us to help us in our times of need. And here we see that Aaron and Hur found a stone for Moses to sit on. They endured and were willing to use and exercise all of the necessary resources to help in the midst of the battle so that victory could be obtained. I can imagine at this point the pain that Moses was in. His muscles probably ached. His body was tired. He was feeling drained and exhausted. And all the while, he didn't have the slightest clue as to how long this battle would last. But what he does know is that if I can just keep enduring until the end, if I can just keep fighting, if I can just keep hanging on, I did not come this far to drop my arms and accept defeat. I must endure. And it was at this point where Moses' hands became unsteady and he struggled keeping his hands raised. And this was critical because every time his hands fell, the opposing army, the Amalekites, gained the advantage. But it was when Moses' arm were raised where the Israelites had the advantage. So the outcome of the battle was contingent upon the endurance of Moses and those around him. When Aaron and Hur seen Moses struggle, they did not just stand there and watch. They did something about it. They found a stone nearby and placed it so that Moses could sit. You see, Moses needed the help of others around him. It was Moses who had support. If Moses was alone, it would be physically impossible for him to gather a stone by himself to sit on without his arms dropping. But it was because he had the support of others. He was able to endure. How amazing is it that Moses was able to feel a sense of relief in the midst of a battle? That Moses was able to have time of rest in the midst of a battle? This is only something that the power of God can do. When we turn to Jesus, when we give Him our life, when we give Him our all, when we endure to the end, we will have rest. When we keep good company, when we surround ourselves with people who will help us to endure, people who will fight with us, we will have rest. aside from Aaron and her helping physically, God was on their side and was able to control everything, but it took cooperation. It took faith. It took endurance for Moses and the others to do their part. God is with us in our battles. I am telling you today that you are not alone. Just endure. It's when we endure, when we fight, when we refuse to give up, we will have victory. In verse 13, we see that Joshua and the entire Israelite army was victorious. Not only were they victorious, but the Bible says that they overwhelmed the Amalek army in battle. Overwhelmed here is translated to halash in Hebrew, which means to overthrow, to decay, to waste away and weaken. So the Israelites overthrew the opposing army. They were able to decay them, breaking them down to the point of death. They were weakened and they were wasted away until victory was achieved. This took endurance on all sides. Joshua, enduring and not knowing how long the battle would be, he had to trust and have faith in Moses and Aaron and Hur that they would also endure to the end. It also took endurance from the entire army to continue fighting, to not give up. They rose to the occasion. So how is it that we can develop endurance so that we too can rise to the occasion? Well, we see this answer in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. And it says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." Our trials, our obstacles, our challenges help us develop endurance. Think about it. If we had no struggles in life, if we just breezed through everything, our endurance would never be tested. We would never have the ability or opportunity to grow or strengthen our endurance. There would never be anything that we needed to fight our way through or for. If we look at joy in scripture, it's mentioned 59 times, and it means gladness. So we should have gladness and joy in our trials. To give you something to compare it to, because everyone's interpretation or understanding of gladness may differ, we should have the same amount of joy that is mentioned in Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, which says, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshiped him." So here you have the Magi, and there were three wise men who traveled to the star, which is where Jesus was to be born. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, the Bible says, when they saw the star. This meant that Jesus, the Messiah, our Lord, our Savior, was to be born. So the same joy that was had here is the same joy we should have when experiencing trials. Now, am I saying that we need to do cartwheels and backflips in celebration of each trial that we go through? No, but I am saying that we need to have joy because the Bible says as much. We have to learn to have joy as we are climbing the mountain when we are in the midst of a battle. Joy is when we praise God, whether we are on the mountaintop or in the valley. Praising God when everything seems to be going right in our lives, and also praising Him when it seems like everything is falling apart. That is joy. Our trials develop our endurance. But not only will endurance help us rise to the occasion, but we are rewarded for our endurance. Our endurance does not go in vain. It doesn't go unseen. James 1:12 says, "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." So those who endure will receive the crown of life. Luke 21:19, "By your endurance, you will gain your lives." Romans 5:3, "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance." So enduring through trials brings perseverance. Matthew 10:22, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. Endurance leads us to salvation. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. So those who endure will reign with him. If we look at the life of Jesus and his ministry, we see endurance all throughout scripture. We see that he was tested, he was tempted, he was mocked, he was ridiculed, he was beaten, he was battered, and he faced death. But it was because of his endurance where he was able to defeat death and rise to the occasion. Jesus bore the weight on the cross. John 19, verses 16 through 17 says, "So then he handed him over to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha." Jesus bearing his own cross to the place called a place of skull. Can you imagine that? You're bearing your own cross, walking to a place named the place of skull, where you know death awaits you. 1 Peter 2:24, "And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed." Because Jesus endured, because he took the pain, we are able to have victory. Because of that, we are able to rise to the occasion. Jesus rose to the occasion. He defeated death through his resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is recorded in all of the Gospels. It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And what I found to be mind-blowing in some of the verbiage that was recorded. Now at this point, Jesus had died. His body was placed in a tomb. And some followers of Jesus went to the tomb where he was placed after death because they wanted to anoint him. Now Mark records the resurrection in chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. And it says, "When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might come and anoint him. Very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying to one another, 'Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?' Looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, although it was extremely large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, 'Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, here is the place where they laid him.'" Now, the other Gospels describe the time of day to be slightly different than Mark's recording. In the empty tomb sightings recorded in Matthew says that it was at dawn. And the empty tomb sightings in Luke says that it was at early dawn. And John records it as early while it was still dark. But Mark records it as when the sun had risen. It is only in the book of Mark where it says that the sun had risen. See, Moses, Aaron, Hur, Joshua, and the Israelite army fought and endured until sunset. But it was when the sun had risen, where the followers of Jesus had learned of the empty tomb and resurrection of Jesus. He has risen. It's not about who finished first, but it's who will endure to the end. Jesus defeated death and rose to the occasion. Will you endure until the end in your walk with God so that you too can rise to the occasion? Will you push As you climb up the hills of life, will you allow others to support you and hold your arms while you keep your staff raised? Or will you let your guard down and become weak? Will you accept defeat or will you proclaim victory? The choice is yours, but it's only those who endure to the end who will be able to rise. As this episode comes to an end, I want to close out in prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you. God, I thank you, O Lord, for the death, the burial, and the resurrection. I thank you, O Lord God, that you are the perfect example, God, to show us endurance. God, that you are able to defeat death, that because you endured, you're able to overcome every obstacle, every challenge that has come your way, every attack of the enemy. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you would help every listener, God, of this episode. Help them to endure. Help them to fight. God, help them to keep their staff raised. Help them, Lord God, to not give up when things get difficult. God, even if they get a little out of breath. Lord, even if they can't see the end of the tunnel, Lord God. But I pray that they would see that there is light. I pray that they would see, oh Lord God, that through every trial, their endurance is being strengthened. They are being tested. Oh God, but help them, oh Lord, to have joy in the midst of every trial. Help them, oh Lord God, to continue to push, to not give up. I pray, oh Lord God, that you would help every listener, oh Lord, to surround themselves with people who are willing to fight with them, who are willing to stand in the midst of the battle with them, who are willing to pray for them and with them. Oh God, I pray, God, that through this episode, there would be hearts that are touched. Oh God, that the people, Lord, who would be dealing with things in life, who would be dealing with challenges, oh Lord, that they would not think that there is a situation too hard for you to intervene on or for you to take control of. But God, I pray that their faith and their trust would be placed in you and help them, O Lord, to endure to the end. I thank you, O God, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you all for joining me today. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day. God bless you all and stay tuned for the next episode.